USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C. The president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. In other news,
authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides.
In California, the number keeps rising. At least 80 people killed in the wildfires and more than 900 people still missing. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
As soon as we get a large fire like this, we dispatch what we call a watershed emergency response team. In anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
In Denver, Colorado, one person killed, four hurt in a shooting in the downtown area. A police spokesman says the suspect still on the run.
At this time, we do not have a suspect in custody on this.
The shooting just a few blocks from Coors Field.
It's too early in the investigation right now to be able to say exactly what happened here and why.
Breaking news out of Chicago, where a police spokesman confirms a police officer shot at Mercy Hospital, the officer in critical condition. We have learned that the shooter has been killed. Changing gears now as we turn to the holiday getaway, many trying to get where they're going early. I checked out the scene at the nation's busiest airport, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, Georgia. What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble, that's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting some of our troops ahead of Thanksgiving. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
I want you to know that this coming Thanksgiving, we're thankful for you.
That's the Vice President as he stopped by Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a Sunday visit with military service members and their families.
I hope you have taken note of the fact in the first 2 years of this administration, we made the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military. We're restoring the arsenal of democracy. And we also included the largest pay raise for military personnel in nearly 10 years. And you all deserve every single thing.
Vice President Pence was heading home at the time from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in New Guinea.
Turning now to your money. So how much are you paying at the pump? USA Radio's John Clements takes a look at the national average ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday and long weekend ahead.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.